Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J, is yet another beautiful Monday here on the show. And I'm excited, man. So excited. And I just can't hide it. But yes, man. Glad. I'm so glad to have you guys. Man. It's been a very great weekend. Indeed, I will get into that in a little bit. But we definitely have another hot show for you guys. You know, we do a great show when we don't have guests. But when we have guests, we go this as hard, too. So, man, tonight's show, we have some very, very, very informative and quite fun guests. I cannot wait for you guys to check out live. And if you miss it live, you're listening right now in the archives, you'll be able to enjoy it just as much. So, cannot wait. We'll be talking to the mother and son publishing team, known as C.B. Hoffman and Dan Hoffman. So I cannot wait to talk to them and just kind of dig into their brain of, you know, what kind of made them become this cohesive unit to decide to start a business, you know, just kind of have a business together. And, you know, it seemed to be working quite well. So I cannot wait to chop it up with them about that, man. I'm excited. Y'all understand I'm excited about that because, man, like family, when you're able to do business with your family, it makes things so much more smoother. And, you know, we'll kind of talk about that a little bit during the interview. I mean, my personal experiences and it's kind of tying in with theirs. And, you know, can't wait, man. Especially Mother's Day is around the corner, is on this upcoming Sunday. So what better way to lead up to Mother's Day than to have a mother and son duo? So I'm excited, man. Beyond belief. So, yes. So my weekend, it was actually pretty cool. I can't complain at all. Weekend went pretty smooth. Friday was more of a relaxed day. Besides, you know, just getting my hair cut so I won't walk around looking like Chewbacca. You know, shout out to him. Shout out to Peter Mayhew. Big ups to you, man. RIP. I've watched all the Star Wars movies. Well, put asterisks that I have to admit something. I have not seen the new ones. I know y'all look at me like, "What the heck?" Said, "What's wrong with you? You ain't seen the new ones." I know. I'm always trying to figure out. Like they came in the movies, and then they always come on at weird times. My favorite thing to do is like those little marathons that come on cable where they show a bunch of them back to back. That's what I'm going to have to catch up because there's so many I have to catch up on. So I will definitely do my due diligence and catch that when it's next time it's on. So, yes, y'all can't come out to me. But nonetheless, Saturday, got the chance to hang out with my now seven-year-old niece, Riley. You know, she actually celebrated her birthday on Saturday. Her birthday was yesterday. Cinco de Mayo, and yes, she actually had a birthday party on Saturday. You know, the rain, you know, we were threatened by rain originally, so we ended up moving inside, and then the sun decided to show out in full bloom on Saturday, so that was crazy. But nonetheless, it all kind of it worked out well. She was having a good time, and she got a lot of stuff she wanted, so, you know, hey. Long as they're having a good time, then you had a successful party, and I definitely can tell she just enjoyed it. What I can say about her is she's just appreciative of people, and she loves seeing. You know, she's happy about seeing. You know, it was her birthday. She still was about, you know, just having fun with everybody and just enjoying everyone's company. So. Happy seventh birthday to my niece Riley. And then I got a chance to just kick it on Saturday night. Finally caught Game of Thrones. Cop on that. Oh, man. Cop on the one from previous week. And then I actually, you know, I caught pieces I missed yesterday. And then between late last night and today, I caught the most recent one. I ain't gonna do no spoiler stuff, you know. Heck, it's a, you know, people gonna come back to me, but I'm just gonna keep it this way. Man, there's a certain person, they gotta go. They gotta go. I've been wanting them to go for a while, but now they're just really forcing my hand. I really want them to go, so it's crazy. Cinco de Mayo. I actually went out with my dad. Cinco de Mayo. We enjoyed some food for On the Border, and then they had specials on the margaritas. Though I had like three of them. they were delicious. It wasn't no huge. Now me, before y'all start getting messy, it was no huge cup. It was a marginally sized cup. So yeah, I got to enjoy it, and here we are, man, today. Nonetheless, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go into our music break. And we come back, we're going to get ready for our guest for today, the Hoffman. So we'll be back after this on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J. It's Q Harper, Say Girl.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Sunshine.
right, everyone. Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J. And that was Q Harper. Shout out to Q Harper. Very great friend of the show. I will say, girl. And, man, yeah, just, I mean, it's Mother's Day. Might as well play something nice for the moms out there. And that's exactly what, why we went with that song. But I just talked in the green room with our very, very special guest. About to bring them on now. The illustrious, the grand C.B. Hoffman and Dan Hoffman.
What? Booyah.
Woo-hoo. Yes, fair. I know. Yeah, I get a whole, like, well, you got the applause. We got the whole boxer announcer,
clap.
Everything.
Yeah, that was a polite golf clap. Next time you have us on, it'll be more like a raucous stadium.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. You know, so, sometimes we have people come in, they go, ooh, 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 ooh. I tell them to kind of calm it down, and they get a little rowdy, so.
There you go.
But it's a pleasure to have you both on the show. One, you know, I was just talking to y'all in the green room about how envious I am about, you know, the fact that y'all are both a mom and a son doing some great work together. And
oh, thanks, man.
Definitely, like, I mean, a lot of people are listening right now. They're probably looking like, wait, you're actually doing it with your mom.
Yeah, you
and
know
wait, you're
actually
with your son. Y'all make that work.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It sounds really interesting. The people on the radio must sound like we're, you know, best friends, which we are for the most part. But then when you're not looking, we have our hands around each other's necks and we're like Bart Simpson style.
So, hey, thanks
for
inviting us onto the show.
Sometimes it's like a massage. Sometimes it's like friction. But you know, we make it work.
We're gonna make it after all.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good
show.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I did not warn you. I did not warn you beforehand. Like, I'm a human jukebox, so at any moment, like, some certain words or phrases bring certain songs to my head. So,
man, you have got a perfect radio voice. Like, yeah.
Thank you.
You're gonna take over.
That's what a teacher told me. That's how I wasn't even trying to get in the radio at first. It was the film appreciation teacher. She stopped me and she said, oh, my God, you have the perfect radio voice. She put me in her voice and diction class. The rest is history.
Oh, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've told that to some of my students, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a certain voice that is so smooth and so engaging.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me on my high horse. Oh goodness, I turn red, and then I'll be red the rest of the show.
Oh, that's all right.
But I want to get into the background of you two. Mm-hmm. First off, what were you doing before you even got into doing this publishing company?
Well, I'll go ahead and start. I'm going to try to let CB talk some on that.
He'll
show.
Try. He'll
yeah,
try
yeah,
to
yeah,
let me
yeah,
talk.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But CB was she retired after 29 years of teaching English. And so, you know, I knew growing up that she had these books she was working on that, you know, God gave her the idea to. And, you know, so when I was getting started in graphic design, I would create some really, really bad covers for her. I'm like, what's the name of the book? And she's like, oh, it's Consuming Fire. And I'm like, okay. You know, and it's like kind of like a nod to God. And, you know, God gave her the ideas and stuff. So I'm like, you know, I started setting out the type in like black letter. And I'm like, okay, you know, what's it about? And so anyway, you know, being a brand new graphic designer, you know, you got a lot of learning to do. So I came up with some really, really bad covers. And, you know, I just kind of like took a break from that and moved to New York and finished design school up there. And CB was still working on them. And she had lined up a publisher at one point, but then the publisher had like gotten some really, really bad health news. And so she had to release CB from the contract and stuff. So anyway, I'm just like, and I'm in New York one day and I'm walking home and I'm like, hey, whatever happened with your books? And she's like, oh, they're done. And I was like, what do you mean they're done? And she's like, oh, they're finished. And I said, you mean you got another publisher or you quit or what? And CB was like, oh, I quit. And I was like, oh, all right, well, you know, let me hear one. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, what does it say? And she's like, oh, I'll just send it to you. And I was like, no, I won't read it. And I said, just, you know, read a little bit to me right now. And she's like, oh, okay. So she gets up and she goes and gets the book. And then she comes back and she reads, she was accustomed to coming here. She was an assassin embroiled in a sultry web of blackmail and deceit. And I was like, what? And I was like, that was the first sentence. And she's like, yeah. And then so she did the whole first paragraph and then the whole first chapter. And I was like, man, this is amazing. And I was like, we got to like figure out how to do it. And so we just kind of started like, you know, okay, where do we start? And, you know, ebooks were coming out like, you know, I'm talking like Amazon Kindle version 1. It was like $400. You know, we're talking like 2008, 2009. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to work or not. And then Apple was coming out with the iPad version 1. And so it's like, okay, man, I want one of those. You know, we got to figure out how to get books on it. You know, so I just took a bunch of classes, figured out how to get CB's books on there. Like, you know, actually came out with a good cover design that we liked. And so, you know, we were off and running. And then, you know, we decided that, you know, audiobooks, they're really on the rise. People love audio. You know, podcasts are becoming huge, you know, and like, you know, I'm in New York and I'm listening to stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
Was that us?
Yeah, it clicked you off for a second. You're back.
Oh, okay. I heard a little feedback. So did you miss much?
No, it was just a quick second.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I'm like, oh, you know, podcasts are good, getting big. So we bought CB like the whole studio mic and the boom arm and the little preamp and the headphones and the whole bit. And she learned how to record audiobooks. And how often would you go to the Apple Store to learn in GarageBand? Like
that,
every day for a year.
That is an embarrassing question. Yeah. About twice a week, yeah. I was there.
Every day, but
no.
Twice a day.
Twice a week.
So she started recording like the audiobook, and then we turned the first one into a print book. And so basically it went from just wanting to help her design covers to, you know, figuring out how to like, you know, make ebooks, audiobooks, like the whole bit. Now we're like doing our own marketing and promotion, and, you know, and now she's got 6 books, and, you know, it's just growing from there, man.
But
so,
going back to the original question, Dan has been a graphic designer for 17 years or so, but he went to college at University of Central Florida and got a marketing degree, and then he went to Parsons School.
That's true.
Parsons School of Art for a graphic design degree and all that. And I was teaching English and sometimes psychology, primarily in public high school. The first 10 years was in middle school and then 19 years in high school. And writing whenever I could, whenever there was a summer break.
Literally, like summer break.
Yeah,
whenever
I could. And always being kind of torn between, gee, I wish I had more time to write, and gosh, I've got to grade all these essays. You know, so
it was always like a side project for
us,
you know, just
and,
a side hustle.
In the meantime, while I was teaching, I also went back to college and at University of Central Florida and got a master's in English language arts education. So we've been busy, but now it's a whole new direction for both of us, and it's exciting and it's fun to work together for the most part. You know, I thought I was bossy. I had no idea Dan could be so bossy.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm gonna
it
stop
really
talking for a minute.
Is true. So there are, you know, there are challenges to working together, but for the most part, we agree on just about everything. And what we don't agree on, Dan pretty much makes the final decisions.
Well.
So, but I'm okay with him. You know, it's all right. Yeah. Besides, he's bigger and stronger than I am, so that's how
that
is.
A whopping 5'10".
Well, I'm like, I'm 6'3", 6'4".
Wow.
I used to eat a bunch of bean stalks when I was younger, so that's what happened to me.
Aha, you got those magic beans. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
No, not the beans themselves. I literally went to bean stalks and just started eating off of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Well, that's how the giant actually fell out. That's how the giant fell out the sky. I was eating a bean stalk and he just,
That's right.
You should have told me. Come on, man. That's not fair. I was drinking milk and I should have been eating bean stalks.
That's a secret. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, man. Set it on the air.
But so I'm going to jump back into the time machine. So as far as the first book you release, and a lot of people, especially because, you know, you're saying that when you go to your site, you read that it says faith-based e-books. And then you end up noticing that you have these stories to where you actually involve real life applications and kind of make it to where you still tie in faith into them. How does, like, example, an assassin ends up finding a way to repentance and forgiveness and salvation?
Yeah.
Right.
How does
that
all kind of tie in together?
That's a tough question, Seti. I'm going to let CB handle that one.
Yeah,
go ahead, CB.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's like a lot of regular people. We go through our periods of rebellion, and we make pretty awful decisions, thinking that if we run our own lives, we'll do quite well. And then after we give that a try, it doesn't go as well as we were thinking. And then we look up out of the pit we dig, and we think, I'd better try something different. And that's pretty much what's going on here with Alexa Sylvan. She's dug her way into a pit, and she's being blackmailed into being an assassin. She thinks that she's protecting her dad.
Right, but she had been training with her dad to be an Olympic sharpshooter.
Yeah.
So she grows up following her dad's dream, so she's really, really handy with a rifle. And some stuff goes down. Go ahead, CB.
Well, yeah, overall, she discovers in the long run that her dad's not really dead, and the guy who's been blackmailing her has been lying to her. And then she turns into a detective and goes on the hunt for him. And in the middle of it all, she comes to realize that she's been majorly sinning against God, so she changes her ways. And it's an interesting story, but pretty much like you said, it's where the rubber meets the road. Not many of us are perfect or, you know, born in such a way that we are not rebellious and not trying to do things our own way. I mean, she's a regular person, I should say.
Yeah, and I was just having it. I literally just had this discussion with someone this weekend that, you know, no one's telling you to audition for the part of playing Jesus, but and every time someone talks to you, like, it should just be a natural thing that your positivity can go a long way when you just rock. No matter what I'm doing with someone, I'm always trying to make sure I leave a positive note with them positive experience. And if you do that, like, that alone would go a long way. And that's kind of doing God's work there as well.
Yeah.
By just,
yeah,
right.
Just being positive. It doesn't take effort to just treat people decent.
That's true.
That's true.
And it's often taken for granted.
Right. And so the major themes in this book, even though she starts out as an assassin, the major themes are repentance and forgiveness and reconciliation. So it definitely is
and
a positive inspiration.
Yeah, and you know, on your note on positivity, you know, so there's no sex, no drugs, no cussing in this. And so, you know, when you're done with it, you know, even though there's like some dark moments and stuff like that, it's not filthy. You know what I mean? So it's entertaining and suspenseful, but without, you know, stuff that might make you a little bit embarrassed, you know. And plus, I don't know how working on the love scene with your mom would go anyway. So we don't put that in there. But
yeah.
but you know, it's like I think sometimes, like, you know, some of the shows I'll be watching on you know, some of the major streaming platforms, you know what I'm talking about. But sometimes you get done with a show and you just feel like you got run over, you know, by a garbage truck or something. And you know, it's, you're just like, gosh, man, I just need to like detox from, you know. And I love like detective drama thrillers and stuff, but you know, sometimes if there's too much blood and like severed limbs and stuff, you're just like, oh my gosh, I just need to watch something else for a while, you know. But this doesn't leave you like that.
Well, she's pretty handy with a gun, but there's no gratuitous violence, so you know, nothing that I would be embarrassed if any of my past students read.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great, I think, see, this is why I love the approaches you're taking, because I always tell people that everything, that's in everything in life, needs balance. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you, I mean, yeah, I understand you cut to the horn and, you know, it's something that's like really gory or whatever. But in order to balance yourself out, you have to watch some stuff that is a little bit more positive and still tells a great story. Entertaining story, but it's just not as, like you said, you don't feel as crazy if you just watch it and explain it to someone, oh my god, just watch this, because you wouldn't watch that with, like, just honestly think, like, if you're sitting around with a group of kids, which you can't watch that same exact stuff with them. And
that's
especially
right.
when you're trying to talk
that's
about
right.
life, you have to watch like have something that's a little more attainable and a little more digestible to listen to or watch. Yeah, it's important.
Yeah. You know, and CB herself, she won't watch any rated R movies or anything that uses the Lord's name in vain. So that pretty much cuts out about 80% of movies nowadays, unfortunately. So, you know, she wants to write stuff, you know, for her taste. And, you know, everybody's taste is different, you know, but you, like, you know, chefs, you know, cook to their taste, and authors cook books to their taste. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, people that share the same taste will find it and like it. And, you know, and CB was an English teacher, so I think you honestly feel a little bit smarter after you read the book. You know, it's a lot of.
Well, you know, I was always teaching SAT vocabulary.
Yeah, a lot of high quality vocabulary.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I kid you not. Since like second grade, like from second grade all the way to college, like we, because of the program I was in, we literally had to learn the definition and spelling of 18 different SAT words every week.
Yeah.
I was like, what in the world am I?
And everybody was a good jerk.
Go break that out and then polish up on it and then give CB's books and see how they stack up.
But the other point I want to make about the books, all my books, I am like an Indiana Jones fan, and all my books are action books. Read like movies. They're just, you know, they're, people call them page turners. So that's the way I like to. That's what I like to read.
Yeah.
That's what I like to go see in the movies.
Clean action.
And so that's what I write.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you learned vocab words.
Oh yes, like actually, there's a few of my friends that, kid you not, they call me Webster. Like, oh, there goes Webster over
cool.
there, because I would just rattle off the they like learn a different, because every city they learn a different word for me every day, and I'm like,
well,
when you learn that many
you,
SAT words, you understand
you
why your vocabulary is so fast.
Yeah.
Hey, they could call you Theo, short for thesaurus, right?
Well, and you know, I tell like some of my friends, exactly. I tell some of my friends, I'm like, I really only speak one language. I might as well speak it well.
That's right. I wish everybody thought that.
Why sometimes you just get bored. You're like if you have to use a certain word so many times, when you just have it at your disposal, so many words that you can use instead, and it's in your brain, you know what it means, why not use them? You know, just spices the conversation up a little bit.
And there's another aspect to that. If you what you don't use, you're gonna lose.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
So keeping your mind active on things like that is good for your brain, and it helps you maintain what you've learned.
Exactly. Okay, so I want to lead. So this all kind of ties together. Ties this little bow into everything of. So y'all have a publishing company, and how did you end up? And you guys kind of talked about earlier in the conversation how you ended up eventually doing this all yourself. So kind of like giving us the abridged version of, you know, how can a person, you know, me, that's a person that's listening, and it's always, if someone's like, man, I always wanted to do this, like how would they, what are the steps they need to go through to get to the point of self-publishing their literature and just whatever? Like, how could they go about it?
You know what? So we are trying to actually share that with people. So we have on our site, it's CB Hoffman. So it's C as in Charlie, B as in boy, and then Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N-N. Make sure you put that second N on there, not like Dustin Hoffman, no relation. But if he wanted to collaborate on a project, we could find the place for him. But anyway, so it's cbhoffman.com/how-to. And we only have one up there right now. We're literally like working on them in between interviews and stuff. But so that the first one is how to write books. And it's literally like just bullet points of the steps that we think are important and what we go through to write a book. And so no fluff or anything like that. It's a 2-page PDF. You can download it. And so we're trying to put together other guides on website design and development.
Yeah,
and
we'll have them up soon, actually.
Yeah, but like on this writing guide, we have links on there to like Bowker for ISBN numbers for your books and to copyright.gov, like, you know, for authors.
Don't for copywriting your manual, do not go anywhere except to the government.
Yeah.
Because you will be sorry. It's almost like being scammed.
And
you gotta
even
go
like
to the government.
Yeah, and just one thing too, like let's say you're gonna have somebody else design the cover or something, so you're gonna have to share this with people, right? So one of the things we have on there is after you've gotten it to a good point, register it, you know, submit it for a copyright, and then you'll be covered. And then you can like have other people, if you want to have somebody help you ghostwrite something or edit or revise or anything like that, and you have a cover designed, and you can put it all together, and then you can resubmit it, you know, as a copyright with changes. So I think, you know, a lot of people, like you'll have people sign non-disclosure agreements and all that, but if you've submitted it for copyright, then, you know, you're covered. You know, if somebody were to try to steal it, you're on file with the, you know, the United States government, so, you know, you're good to go.
And the ISBN numbers are a little bit more expensive than you would think, but they are necessary.
Yeah.
Whether you're putting your book online as an ebook or whether you're getting it with a publisher, the ISBN number is essential.
Yeah. So we want to take all the hard luck and hard knocks that we've taken and share how to not hit so many of those with people. We only have one done, but you know, if they sign up for the list on there, then you know, we'll keep people notified when we put some more up, and you know, collaborate and share the love, and you know.
Right, and in our how-tos, as we're putting them up one at a time, and it's starting to go pretty fast. Dan tells all about how to format the books for the different companies. They all, the online book publishers, all have their own form of formatting and book covers. There are some rules that you have to follow.
Well, that's like in the ebook production one, which we,
right.
I mean, like, yeah, that's kind of like more advanced. Like, you already have the book, you're ready to, you know, to share it with the public. So. But yeah, we really want to put all that stuff together.
And Dan also has tips on how to video films, So we did a short film.
Photography, videography,
yeah,
cinematography.
Of the
like,
first chapter
I'm not,
of our book.
I'm really not like an expert at anything. I'm kind of a jack of all trades.
And you
like,
give people enough information to
yeah.
know what to do and get on the road with their
yeah.
projects.
You know, most try to have a laser focus. They try to like, you know, do the 80-20 rule, you know, like 80% of your business comes from 20% of your clients and trying to have a laser focus. What ends up happening with us is we're just like, okay, we have to do everything ourselves. What is everything we could ever possibly imagine doing? And let's just start doing it. So
yeah.
It's not the most effective or restful way to do things.
And,
but...
and of course, you've got to know the importance of social media
yeah.
and how to use your
we
advertising dollars.
For,
and there's just a,
yeah.
there's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely not like definitely what I would say. Another thing that intrigues me, and especially because one of my sponsors, shameless plug, is audible.com.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes. I was like one of the first shows on Blog Talk they started doing some advertising with. I was like, Audible?
Wait a minute.
So, yes.
Do you have a subscription to Audible?
Yes.
Dude, you should go listen to B. Hoffman. Should totally
yeah.
like listen to her books.
I've got the whole trilogy. All three of the
yeah.
Alexa Sylvan novels are on audible.com.
Yeah.
But you also have a voice for Audible
yeah,
for
man.
Recording books.
Yeah.
You really do.
Totally.
I know. I've been looking into that actually is starting to do some voice work in because
uh-huh.
especially
yeah.
I know how to I even know how to do the impersonation of.
Oh,
the
nice.
Movie trailer guy, whatever. In the world where
Don LaFontaine,
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
kids.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Have you seen that movie In a World? Have you seen that movie?
Yes,
In
it's a great movie.
Is you know, but so it's funny because when CB was recording the first audiobook, she would like I'm like, listen, the first sentence is. So important, and the first paragraph is so important. I'm like, you can just read the rest of the book. She does a great job because we used to grow up, and she would read children's stories to us, and she would do different voices for every character and every animal. And you know, I had no doubt that she was going to be able to do this. But so she's recording, she's learning how to use the mic, and you know, the garage band and all this stuff. And Audible has some very strict standards for submission for files and stuff like that. But anyway, so she would she'd be recording the first sentence, and she'd be like, she was accustomed to coming here. She was an assassin in Braille.
I would
be like, no. Made her redo the first sentence like 100 times. I'm not kidding. And I'm like, this is what I want. I want. She was accustomed to coming here. She was an assassin embroiled in a sultry web of blackmail and deceit.
And I would say, why don't you record the book?
Yeah, and I would say, no, you're the author. You have to do it. You know, but so anyway, and then get this. So she had recorded the whole book, and we decided we needed to do one more, like this final revision, which is, yeah, to the book. And then that would mean re-recording the audiobook. So she actually recorded the first book twice, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, at least.
Yeah, but we think it's all great, man. I hope you you listen to it and let us know what you think. We'll be in touch.
Oh, we are definitely. Like I'm actually one of those people. Like during the day, I listen to either podcasts or audiobooks
uh-huh.
during the day.
Yeah,
that
and then you can do two things at once. Yeah, it's perfect. You can drive.
Because ironically, by day, my day job, I'm a graphic designer. It's so
really
when I'm working, I'm out. Yes,
that's awesome.
I know irony.
Yeah.
I was like, man, there's so much irony in this entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and but, listen, when you start recording audiobooks, send us a link on Audible. We'll listen to your stuff.
Yes, I will do so. And I will have a tour of everything.
He's going to be like, I just hit a million listens. And we're like, oh, that's
As a fact, you know, next time you guys you need a trailer for your next book, just let me know and I will do one for you.
That's so
good.
Be careful what you say on the radio.
Yeah,
like,
don't forget.
She ultimately finds her way to repent. Forgiveness
is
salvation.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could do that all day. Do not tempt me.
Oh, it's yeah. fun, actually, yeah. when you yeah. get the hang of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, yeah.
As long as you don't have me looking over your shoulder. But
hey, another one of our books is called Royal Conspiracies. Do you like swashbuckler type stuff?
Well,
You have my attention.
Like, you know, Zorro, stuff like that. But that
yeah.
one's not an audiobook yet.
Well, it's not yet, but hey,
yeah.
it's coming.
He
it's
likes
coming.
Audiobooks. So just yeah. start out with the flagship, the Alexa Sylvan. It's called Consuming Fire, an Alexa Sylvan novel. Just give that a listen. And,
yeah,
and
the
put that vocabulary to
yeah.
test.
And the second one is
think.
Called Murder by
yeah.
Design. And the third one is called an Alexa Sylvan novel.
Bulletproof Wedding.
Bulletproof Wedding, the
yeah.
finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were talking about angels before. Hey, we have one in the last story.
Mm-hmm. But we can't
oh.
tell you any more about it.
Yeah. but Dan won't let me tell you
yeah.
any more about that. Yeah.
We call that a tease.
Love it.
Yeah, right.
I'll always love that whenever the radio shows that announce to you, that was a tease. Yeah, I figured that out, guys. You can tell me that.
Yeah, that was called foreshadowing.
Yes,
yes,
it was. Very good, yeah. And I like your use of irony, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was very well
mm-hmm.
used.
Yes, it's always it's always ironic how people use the term irony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very ironic.
Common sense. Yeah.
You're like,
how about common sense? Yeah.
How
the
about
way you're supposed to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And how about sweet and sour shrimp? What an oxymoron,
right?
Hey, who you calling moron?
I ain't no oxymoron. Yeah.
True.
What movie was that from? I forget.
Anyway.
I get some of that every time. They was like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. What was that from? That was from a movie, wasn't it?
Yes. I can't remember where it was from, but yeah, I guess exactly where I got that from. I thought that's like the most clever and like, oh, why did
yeah.
I think of that?
Exactly. Are you working on your book?
Yeah, I'm writing it down right now. One of my first words going to be in is be automatopoeia.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Can you spell that?
No pressure.
No pressure.
Hey, listen. You
it's,
learned
it's
to
late,
spell.
See, and I'm like right now, so it's kind of hard me to spell.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the way I always told students how to spell onomatopoeia is O-no-mat-o-po-i-a.
I don't get that.
Poe as in Edgar Allan Poe. O-no-mat-o-po-i-a. And that's onomatopoeia.
There you go. That's
yeah.
going to be very useful to the average.
Yeah, everybody
yeah.
needs to know that. Yeah. Hey! I'm giving you a...
Hey, we love ways, a little clever ways of remembering things.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can remember how to
yeah.
spell some words.
Like for instance, one of my favorite ones, like every time you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we spell receive again? I before
mm-hmm.
E, except after
mm-hmm.
C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always in my brain.
You know,
like, oh, yeah,
always get,
duh.
Yeah, well, affect, affect, and effect. They get me so often, and it's like I'll look them up and I'll read the definitions, and I'm like, okay, I think I got it. I think, like, so what's the deal with that again, CB? It's like to affect.
It's well, it's
like
effect is a result, and
mm-hmm.
affect has to do more with emotion and mental and so forth input.
So totally clear, right?
Yeah, no, but...
So I just call CB and I'm like, do I use the A or the E here?
or what I always tell myself is affect is usually the verb versus effect is more so the abstract thought.
Well, yeah, but it depends upon how you're using it.
It's
funny
oh.
how in the English language
yeah.
how you can have so many words that can be verbs or nouns depending upon how you're using them. And I'm sure that makes it hard for people trying to learn it.
Yeah.
Trying to learn the language.
Mm. Oh, yes. Like, as I learned in the voice and diction class, because one of the first things you get is the International Phonetic Alphabet book. You're like, what the heck is another dictionary to look at? And, like, they basically break down all the different ways to pronounce words, most commonly used words. And you start to realize, goodness, the English language is the hardest language ever. Because,
if you use
the phonetic alphabet, you can apply it to anything easily. But English has so many different crazy rules on how we say stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So many things that we just have learned. We grew up knowing it, you know. And then when I taught ESOL, you know, for speakers of other languages, I had to revert to pictures and say, you know, and this word has to do with this particular thing, and I would show it in picture form because it was an easier way for them to relate. Because I don't speak every language that they used to put in my classroom. I couldn't do that. You would have students that spoke so many different languages, and so what do you do? What's the universal thing? You know, symbols, pictures, graphics.
Because especially like. Or sometimes just watch people have natural conversation. You that's why movies, like sometimes a lot of times movies help, like pop culture helps people how to learn certain different languages. And that's kind of like even like how I learned Spanish, which is being around people all the time, just speaking and see, you know, once you hear a word used so many times, you have context, you learn it quickly that way too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Immersion into the culture and language. Good
I
way
used to
learn
do that
it.
For a while, like turn on the Spanish subtitles and stuff and try to do a little bit of that. Now I'm trying to learn Portuguese. My wife's Brazilian American and so I'm trying to learn some Portuguese, and that just messes with my Spanish, and you know. I'm trying. Not as hard as I should be, but
oh my God.
No, that happened to me because I learned French first, and then when I started learning Spanish, French and Spanish started colliding with each other. Now my brain's all discombobulated. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And my wife said she took French in high school, and it's like, it's kind of similar to Portuguese in a way, and like the pronunciation of certain words and stuff. And she's like, oh man, she's like, French really messed me up.
Oh, I took 4 years of French, two of them at the University of Florida. And I will say, yep, you're right. What you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I wish I would have took Spanish the entire time. I mean, when I took French, I was in seventh grade, and I was crazy. I was that silly seventh grader that said, oh, I want to learn French so I can be Roman. What in the world was wrong with me? All along I learned I didn't need French. I could just do it perfectly with English.
You know what,
maybe
you could like do a good enough French, you know, accent in like a book or a, you know, voiceover or something, you know?
Oui, mademoiselle.
Exactly. And then you switch to, you kind of sound like Jacques from Little Mermaid, like the,
you know, I really could use your help. I've got a Frenchman in our book in
it's already
consuming
it's
fire.
Already recorded.
Yeah, but well, I've already recorded it twice. Hey,
right.
You know, three times the charm.
Right.
Oh,
okay, so as a great man, because I tell y'all, this is why. So let me let you got people behind the red curtain with how what the show. See, a lot of times I give people a time. Say, oh, we're going to have you here for this time. But y'all know how people that come to the show to listen, y'all know how it goes. If the conversations go a certain way, I have people here all day if I want to.
That's good.
While we're enjoying
I was
it
like,
just as
yeah,
much.
He's going to be here for 20 minutes. And then I was like, 20 minutes. I said, I'm not even going to tell him. Let's let him keep. We'll just keep going. But
yeah, man, this is too much fun.
I love, like, that just goes to show that's what I'm enjoying the guests. And I know people were just, like, once you're, like, really into it and the guests, you and the guests are just vibing so much, which is a learning lesson for a lot of people, you know, like, you got to give people a little bit more. And that's what you have to kind of learn, because as people who are just getting into podcasts, they're always asking, how do you know how long to do a show, how long to do an interview? Just, you have to just know the same way, like with you say, like with books or not, you have to continue. It's like a, it's like muscle memory. You have to continue. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, man, I got to record this book again, but you got to do this plenty of times, because you want, you know, when you have that perfect dish, you want it to be just right. You want the spices to be mixed in perfectly, everything. Mm. And
if I could do my best impression, if I could do my best impression of City J, I would say, you got to feel it.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Right. You're in the right industry, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I, the crazy thing was, like, I know, I just, when I saw the email, like, without hesitation, I was like, because sometimes I get some of these emails and I'm reading some of the stuff and I'm like, I don't know about this. It's subject matter this person's throwing at me. And I had those people come on, and sometimes I make a way for it to be a little more digestible. But I read you guys' thing right away. I was like, yep, bring him on the show.
Oh, cool, man.
That's awfully nice of you.
And the fact that we're going over, that's the best compliment you could give us.
That's wonderful. Yes. We're going to cherish that comment.
Yeah.
And getting to know you.
But again, like, I love the fact of, again, as Mother's Day is coming around the corner, I just love the fact of, you know, be able to show people, because there's this narrative that's always out there that family cannot work together. And I have proven that plenty of times that, no, that's not the case. Like, I've had, like something like, for instance, a lot of times, like my mom, she designs jewelry, so sometimes I go sell jewelry with her. Or I've even had the honor of being able to help her come up with mail jewelry. Because sometimes like she goes to some of these things, and I'm like, well, so I actually, like, one of the coolest pieces she has that she designed. It was just one for me at first. Then other people wanted it. It was like, so the way the necklace made, it was like pieces of fake vertebrae as around the necklace, and then the actual piece was a stone cross. It was really nice. Like, and everybody wanted, like, oh, where'd you get that from? I want it. So I've proven plenty of times, like, I have done great business with my family members, and
that's cool.
It's great to see you guys be another example, because I want people to understand that if at the end of the day, if you have your family working together, you know, it can create generational wealth, even more so than most people.
Yeah. And, you know, Asidi, so you're a graphic designer, so you know what it's like. Like, you always have a client, right? I mean, there's no graphic design unless someone comes to you and says, hey, I need the following. And then you're pretty much, it's like a partner dance, right? Like, you want to do something amazing, and the client wants something pretty conservative. And you know what I mean? It's like, you're like, man, I want to, like, make, you know, rock posters. And then here I am working on like a real estate proposal. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's for when your mom's like, I'm writing this book about an assassin. I'm like, ooh, I want to do a cover. And way back before even, you know, I was any good, I was working on covers. You know what I mean? And so it's always a side hustle, always a passion project. And you know, it's kind of cool because it's like my mom and me. So I'm like, do I like that? You know, and she likes it because she likes everything. But, you know, it's like you gotta just kind of just go for the best thing that you can possibly do at that moment. And, you know, and it's fun because there's nobody else who needs to approve it, you know?
I think that having something in common about your skill set and your personality is very important, just like you and your mom. You're both creatives. And I think that makes it a little bit easier to work together. And maybe we could say, you know, the family that prays together can work
together and
work through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sometimes you do have to work through it, but, you know, it's worth it.
Yes, I've learned the best of both worlds. Like, my mom, she's very creative. My dad, you hear him talk, he's like, it's almost hearing me talk. Like, he's the... he's a very much so public speaker, and like it's even crazier now. Like a family friend, he heard me talking one day in the video, and he was like, "Oh my God, you sound just like your dad now." So
oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
well,
pretty
that's
much
a
like
compliment.
It's, I'm a chip off the old block. My dad is like really much so a public speaker, and like he does a lot. Like he will, you know, just does a bunch of city events and everything, and
cool.
He's not afraid. He is definitely not afraid to talk.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, same with both my parents.
Yeah,
it's funny. Like my dad's on the team too. He's our production assistant. So it's pretty funny to be like, "Where's Dad? I mean John." You know, like get Beyonce's people on the phone. We got a project.
You learn so much from your parents. You really do. Whether it's what they're saying or just what they're just watching them, you learn an awful lot.
Yeah.
And sounds like you learned how to be a public speaker from your dad.
Yes.
Is your dad kind of into business?
Oh yes, he actually has as best as abatement business.
Oh wow! See, you are a lot like your dad.
Yeah. You guys could both be doing voiceovers.
Matter of fact, he occasionally does a. He's actually thinking about getting back into it, but he did a podcast for a little bit, and I was actually producing this podcast.
Cool.
And yeah, he has it laid out. I was like, okay, all right,
cool.
So you're not just working with your mom from
yeah.
time to time; you work with your dad.
Whole
That's
family.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's actually, you know, for people who think that they wouldn't want to do that, if you can do that. It's really a bonding experience, and it's really, really rewarding.
And I mean, I always tell people all the time, a good note to go off of is, like, because I have my parents that really believe in me and really push me to always go hard for what I love to do. That's part of what makes me so unstoppable. And I stress that to anybody that's out there that, you know, even if you don't agree on everything, far as family, push each other, man, and just be there. Because if your family's behind you, it doesn't matter who in the world doesn't care about what you have going on.
Mm-hmm.
If your family is there, it is the most powerful weapon ever. And
Yeah.
That's all I can stress.
That's
I can't
true.
Say anyone
and, you
know.
One of the best things, too, for me growing up was my dad is like Mr. Positivity. He, like, no matter what happens, he goes, that's all right. You know, I'd be like losing my temper in sports, like stuff not going your way. He's like, hey, that's all right. You get him on the next play. You know, come on, man. You're like, the game's not over. You know, come on. You know, so that's made a big difference for me.
Both parents are.
So,
yeah.
So as we get ready to come to a close here in a second, I would like you, if you had to, I would say, you'd give a 60-second commercial on why it's important to do these DIY, as they call them, or do-it-yourself projects, as far as even outside of publishing, I mean whatnot. What do you recommend to people to, you know, follow their dreams and just, you know, and behind it also to realize that it's okay to involve God in what you do as well, no matter what.
Yeah.
You better involve God.
Some
people don't do that.
Yeah, I know. You know, I've done some stuff where I didn't really wait and see what his lead was, and it didn't go anywhere. So
that's just
like
Alexa Sylvan, the main person in the novel.
Mm-hmm.
She, just got to try it her way, and it all bombs on her.
Yeah. And then, you know, as far as like following your dreams, you have to go for it. You don't want to be like sitting around thinking, man, if only I would have tried that. And, you know, the do-it-yourself thing, I mean, the biggest investment usually is time. You know, I mean, honestly, like if we were looking at this, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and if I would have known how much work it was to get here, I don't know if I would have wanted to back then. But I think it's good that the way that, you know, for every new skill set and every new medium, you know, that we just kind of just keep moving forward and breaking everything down into manageable chunks. So you have to pursue your dreams. Just, you know, whatever you can do today, whatever you can do this week, this month, this year, you know, just keep going for it. And then at some point, you'll either have given up or gotten there.
Yeah. I mean, God's timing is important, too. But,
yeah.
But I don't think there's anything sadder than people who give up.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have hope
yeah.
in your life. If you don't have hope,
yeah.
Then...
Yeah, and
you
even
know,
if
where
you have to
take
a break.
Where are you going? What are
yeah.
you doing? You
even
know?
If you take a break and regroup or whatever, you know, do some research, start on a different project, just, you know, keep coming up with ideas. And to me, that's the fun part, like the passion projects.
Yeah.
Was that 60?
And just don't let the gifts that God gave you push you. You know, don't let it go to waste. Cause a lot of people do
mm-hmm.
that. They let their gifts go to waste. And then they're
mm-hmm.
looking back and going, man, I should have did something. And
yeah.
I always
yeah.
tell people, don't be a shoulda, a coulda,
mm-hmm.
or a woulda.
Mm-hmm.
You are shoulda,
mm-hmm.
coulda, or woulda. You'll always be.
It's Nike says, just do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just
and don't forget
do
the parable. Yeah, thank you. I like that.
Yeah.
And like the parable of the talents, you know. Don't bury your talent.
Yeah.
For pity's sake, take it out and let it shine like a lamp and do what you can. Look, even if you fail, you have to do what you can do. And you will have a good self-esteem just knowing that you had the courage to give it your best shot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just remember, you didn't like write it or produce it or create it for the haters. You wrote it for people who share the same taste. So, you know, if someone doesn't share that taste, then that's okay. You know, not everybody likes every single kind of food, so or every restaurant, or you know. So, and there's so much choice out there, man. Now, for like ways you can spend your attention. I mean, if someone's listening to you and watching your stuff, that's like super, super flattering.
Yeah, and if they are. You should make sure that you're not ashamed of what
mm-hmm.
they're watching or hearing.
And I want to close with, I'm piggybacking off a point you just said
mm-hmm.
right there, which is a lot of times we spend so much time, you know, like social media, we learned, we have this little skill that we do now to where we spend so much time or we go through all these comments. Positive comment, positive comment, positive comment, positive comment. We see the one negative comment and it ruins our entire day.
Yeah.
But
that's
we went
true.
Past 10 positive comments, did not give them
yeah.
any reply, but we will reply
yeah.
to the negative comment.
Yeah.
And we will remember that, which is the saddest thing, more than
yeah.
the positive.
Yeah. Dude,
when I realized
that
we're manifesting negativity by doing that, because people will go, well, why should I be positive if every time all you're going to do is acknowledge a negative anyway? So,
yeah.
If you want to breathe more positivity, focus on the positivity.
Yeah. Do you know the Christian rapper Lecrae?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah. My wife and I saw him.
He's been out here several times.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife and I saw him in New York. And, you know, one of the quotes on one of his songs is, if you live for their acceptance, you'll die by their rejection. So,
that is
that's a good one.
That is
yeah.
relevant, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, goodness, that's right on.
And I just told someone that earlier. I was just talking to them, and I said, you have to, if you're always constantly, you know, worry about everyone else's approval,
mm-hmm.
then you're not, then you're going to, you're always going to be unhappy
mm-hmm.
because you're
mm-hmm.
not, because We're just always trying to worry, like, just do right, do what's in your heart to do. You follow your heart, usually 9 times out of 10 is correct. So just
Damn.
Follow what's in your heart.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, remind everybody how they can follow you. Or here on the show, we call it stalking. Now people are like, what the heck do you mean by stalking? Let me tell you
yeah.
why we say stalking on the show, because we use it in a good sense. See, stalkers, they tend to follow your every move. They know where you're going. They know when you're doing this. So I don't want this person to just follow. I want a person that when they follow me, they are supportive of everything I'm doing. So I want them to stalk
that's
me
cool.
in my
yeah.
business.
That's like
so
friendly
what
place
stalking.
Yeah, 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 friendly stalking.
That's what we did. We made it. We found a way to turn a negative mm-hmm. into a positive. That's what's how we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, go ahead, CB. How can people friendly stalk us?
Well, you know, we can't emphasize enough the crazy spelling of our last name, but the website, and Dan will give you tips on how to do websites too.
Oh gosh.
The website is C, B as in boy, Hoffman, Hoffmann.com / how to. We'll give you some good notes that we're putting up on how to do these different things. And
yeah.
I try to teach you a little bit of something on how to get a book of fiction and nonfiction
yeah.
as well.
And then just at the
going.
At
mm-hmm.
the regular site, just CB Hoffman, you'll see all these like little banner images. I'm totally obsessed with animated GIFs. You know, as a graphic designer, like if you go to
yeah.
our website, Seti, you'll see all these animated GIFs. There's like a girl shooting a gun at you. There's like every single one of these like
mm-hmm.
header images
mm-hmm.
for the books is like an animated GIF. I just can't
yeah,
get enough.
Yeah, the website
yeah.
is really sharp.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
thanks.
There's even ones
but,
where the two of you guys look at these faces.
You know what
you know,
he did? He did. He took
well, not
the
everybody's...
serious
hold
shot
on, hold on.
Of my face and made the lips move.
Yeah.
It is the
that's
craziest
on,
looking thing.
That's on Instagram, actually. If
yeah.
You,
oh, great.
If you scroll all the way to the bottom and you click on the Instagram link, you'll see this. I had done these headshots, and I was trying to figure out, like, if I could make that work. But anyway, I did.
How
but,
nice.
But anyway, so, like, just on the website, cbhoffman.com, like, if you click on purchase, it has, like, a little pop-up window, and then you can choose if you want. And, dude, the ebooks right now are only 99 cents. And so
yeah, we want people to read them.
Yeah, and so then there's links to Amazon, iTunes, and Barnes & Noble. Like, we don't actually collect any credit cards or anything like that. And then there's a link to Audible, and there's a link to, like, the print book as well for the first book. And and then there's even audio samples on there. You can even download a sample PDF. I feel like that's enough selling.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Sales.
I'll talk all day if you let me. I think that's pretty
yes,
clear.
I think he would. He definitely
you'll be like,
would.
You'll be like, I'm going to hang up now, and then you better let me know when it's over because I'll still be in here talking. I'll be like, oh, hello, Seti?
Oh, no, I'm always like that too. Like, when people come call me asking for advice, I'm always like, well, I hope you know when you ask for advice, it could take a very long time. But make
yeah.
sure you tell them
yeah.
that anyone else is yeah. like, you're still talking to them. Yeah,
like, I have the long version and the extended long version.
Yeah, right. Oh,
I have the life story and then the abridged life story, I guess.
Well, we got to give you guys a hand because I
thoroughly
enjoyed you.
A hand for you too, man.
Right back to you.
Very entertaining.
And again, I cannot stress enough to people, it's okay, again, it's okay to work with your family. And
it's okay.
Sometimes, you know, we actually, you know, we find that common ground. There's some talent that you have and a talent that another family member has that sometimes those pieces go together. Like, I feel like sometimes God is trying to put people in our family as like different puzzle pieces, and we all have these different gifts, and we put those puzzle pieces together. Sometimes I think that's where a lot of people mess up, and that's how we miss our opportunities. Because sometimes the people we can grow with and have these very successful businesses with are right underneath our noses.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, we overlook, and that's to our shame. Mm. Disappointment and disadvantage, but you are telling them, so I hope they are listening.
Yes, and a reminder to everybody, if you miss any of the shows, you know, you can always go back and listen to them at if you search Dust Spot Radio on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on TuneIn. Yes, and all those three major platforms. If you search for it there, you will be able to enjoy the show over and 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 over.
Well,
over
we've
again.
Enjoyed this
hopefully,
one
hopefully
better
this episode
than any.
In particular.
Yes. Yes. Really
yes,
enjoyed
it. To find today's show, look for the one that says Mother and Son Publishing Team C.B. Hoffman right. and Dan Hoffman. You can't miss it. It's standing like a sore thumb. Bam. And even has their pretty little picture on the episode. So you will definitely know when you're there because it has their beautiful picture on the episode. So
and of course,
and, you know,
Dan took those
yeah, yeah,
pictures.
We did those ourselves
yes.
too.
Because
yes.
we do it ourselves,
yeah.
you know.
Do it yourself.
So,
but
yay!
Yes, everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you for tuning in. And y'all know I can't end any show without saying my coin phrase. And that's in anything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in the episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J, and our special guests, C.B. Hoffman and Dan Hoffman. Again, thank you for joining us on the show. We appreciate you. And everybody, enjoy your day. We will see you Wednesday, which should be the last show of the week. And then, bam, back next Monday.
And a happy Mother's Day to
yeah,
your mom.
Thanks, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. And make sure you get her something good. Don't skip. Don't be cheap. At least spend $10.
Oh, maybe an audiobook by C.B. Hoffman for your mom.
Yes.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Thanks again for having us on.
It was a pleasure. Are we out, y'all? Peace.
Peace.
Good night.